Moody WAKY News at 8:31, brought to you by Ozark Airlines. The long-awaited vote on a cable television franchise for Jefferson County was to have come this morning at the last 1979 meeting of Jefferson Fiscal Court. But apparently it won't happen. CPI of Louisville, which opposes the granting of the franchise to Storer Broadcasting, yesterday sought and received from Jefferson Circuit Court a temporary restraining order that stops Fiscal Court from granting a franchise. CPI maintains that the county commissioners allowed Storer to change its bid after it was submitted. CPI says that's illegal. In a preliminary vote a few weeks ago, the court voted 3-1 in favor of Storer, with only Judge Mitch McConnell voting for CPI. Striking international harvester workers will hold another Stand Up for America rally today at noon. UAW Local 1336 President Larry Wells says the march will proceed south on Crittenden Drive from the Union Hall past the harvester plant. Wells says about 1,000 members of the union and their families are expected to join in the march, which is being held as a response to the holding of American hostages in Iran. Former State Transportation Secretary Calvin Grayson has resigned from the Department of Transportation effective December 31st. That move ends 31 years of service by Grayson with the state. Grayson has stayed with the department since his successor, Frank Metz, took office last week to aid with the transition to the administration of Governor John Y. Brown. Metz asked Grayson to continue with the department, but Grayson, who is an engineer, said he would like to explore other opportunities. You may have heard that the Metro Parks Board is asking for donations of live Christmas trees after the holidays to be planted in city and county parks. Metro Parks Forester Bob Howell told us yesterday that many people are misunderstanding what's acceptable.
We're talking about, you know, when I talk about live trees, I'm talking about the ones with that's bald and burlapped with the roots and the soil intact. I've already received quite a few calls this morning from people saying that they thought we had a different way of growing trees. These are cut trees they're talking about, and to some people those are live trees. But we're looking for the ones that's bald and burlapped and with the roots and the soil intact.
Howell says these trees can be planted in the park of your choice. You should call him at Metro Parks, the number 459-0440.
There's only one way to fly, and that's your way.
And Ozark flies your way.
Where'd the summer sun go? Florida. Just ask Ozark. We can take you there any day of the week, nonstop to Orlando and Tampa, St. Petersburg. Come along. You'll take in the sun, all right. And with Ozark's round-trip Super Savers, you'll take in some savings, too. Up to 40% of our standard adult fare. Half the standard fare for kids under 12 flying with you. You can make your reservations just 7 days before you go and return as early as the following Sunday. Great for a weekend getaway. Or stay up to 60 days. Super Saver seats are limited, so call Ozark or your professional travel advisor now.
Ozark flies your way.
Nonstop to Orlando and Tampa, St. Petersburg, every day.
In the only college basketball game involving ranked teams last night, Ethan Martin's free throw with 89 seconds left gave 7th-ranked LSU a 56-55 victory over number 20, Arkansas. A big weekend of college football bowl games kicks off tonight in San Diego, where undefeated Brigham Young meets Indiana in the Holiday Bowl. The 9th-ranked Cougars lead the nation in passing offense and total offense. Three more games, the Liberty, Sun, and Tangerine Bowls, are slated for tomorrow. This report of WAKY News has been brought to you by Ozark Airlines. WAKY's exclusive AccuWeather forecast for Kentucky and a sunshine this morning, but increasing cloudiness this afternoon. Unseasonably warm, however, the high today, 58 degrees. Cloudy and much milder tonight with an overnight low of only 45. Currently at WAKY, it's partly cloudy with 33 degrees at 8:35.
Well, when you have a chance, come in here and take a look at this. Now, this thing, in appearance as well as in movement, simulates very accurately the movements and appearance of the old water pump. Now, this is the handle here.
This is a nutcracker you're talking about.
I'm talking about the nutcracker.
That will come, as we all know, there are a lot of nuts around your house.
Right. You place the nut right in there, raise the handle like you're pumping water, and it cracks the nut for you. Well, that's nice. Now, can you imagine? Why don't you and I ever come up with any idea? Now, that's beautiful, but it's beautifully simple, too.
Well, it doesn't rank up there with ideas like two flags over Wadi Peytona,
though. Well, of course not. Of course not. But I'll have to admit it's a pretty good idea when you consider that the guy who came up with this idea is supplying these things to all the FTD florists around the world. You know darn well he's going to be making a...